Shinsamach Gimel Sivcha Vav. The Mechaba says that which can use a lechi or a kirat, a matir, a mavi, you don't have to put a full fledged shiras of Pesach, is only with the following conditions. Number one, it has to be that it's not shorter than 10 tefachim tall, and the 10 tefachim means there has to be 10 tefachim or vachim, a spacious 10 tefachim, not like close call exact. It also has to be that it's not more than 10 amos wide, and if it's more than 10 amos wide, then it's too late. You can't use a lechi. You have to use it just Pesach. And those tanamas, we go the chumra the other way. That's tanamas mitzvahs exact. But if it's a little more in tanamas, we can't look at baravchus. We say no. If with an exact measurement, it's more in tanamas, is no good. So we go the chumra both ways. 10 tefachim tall has to be a good 10 tefachim, but the max tanamas wide is a mitzvahs to get tanamas. It also has to be that the mavi is at least 4 amas long in length, and that's 4 amas baravchus, a spacious 4 amas. Less than that is considered a chutzer. The Mishnah Berurah explains it's not considered a mavi, and therefore the candle b'kara. Or a single lechi. It needs either pas dalid or two pasin like we had with the chotzer in the beginning of the simon. It's missing any of these tanoim, so you can't use the heter of lechi or kaira. So if it just became a chotzer, you could use the term of chotzer, which according to the Mechaber, you could do either pas dalid or shnei pasin tevach or shnei pasin mashuin, whatever we came out at the beginning of the simon. But other than that, the only eitzah, and especially the other chasarayas, less than tefachim or more tanamis, you have to make it tzuris of Pesach. And Mishnah Berurah explains, in all these cases, tzuris of Pesach helps. But now which the Mechaber says less than 10 tefachim tzuris Pesach helps, the Achronim point out that if the whole mavi is less than 10 tefachim tall, the mechitz less than 10 tefachim tall, it's not going to work. It's just Pesach and all mechitz have to be 10 tefachim tall. Mechaber means a case where in general, the mavi was 10 tefachim tall, and all the mechitz are 10 tefachim tall. Just for the Pesach and mavi is less than 10 tefachim, there you can make it tzuris Pesach, as long as the kanim, the two poles of the tzuris Pesach are 10 tefachim tall, and have the kana gabon, it's a kosher tzuris Pesach, its walls are 10 tefachim tall, and it has its kanim, its sticks are 10 tefachim tall, it has a string on top. And the rest of the walls of the mavi are 10 tefachim tall. But the wall of mechitza or tespesach that itself is less than 10 tefachim is not going to be good. Now, the Mechaber continues and says that if the height of the mavi is more than 20 amas, so though a kara does not work, a lechi still works. A kara doesn't work because the het of kara is that it's a heker. More than 20 amas up, no one's looking. In fact, Mishnah Berurah says if it's exactly 20 amas, then comes the kara, it's fine. The kara could be above 20 amas as long as it's not more than 20 amas worth of air, of avir, before you get to the kara. And there is a way the Mechaber says that a kara can help above 20 amas. If you do tzir v'kir, if you do it, make a design on the kara, it attracts more attention. So it'll work more than 20 amas, because the whole problem more than 20 amas was that it's not nicker for a heker. If the Mechaber says a lechi, even if the mav is more than 20 amas tall, you can put a lechi there. Lechi works a shemachitza. It's a whole different lamed how it works. It's not working out heker. And anyway, the lechi is down the ground. It's not up there. So maybe there's no reason why 10 tefachim tall lechi can't work just because the walls of the mav are very tall. Kair is a problem, a technical problem with the kair that's not going to be noticeable unless you see the kair, unless you decorate it. Therefore, the kair can't be more than 20 amas off the ground. Even the walls of the mavi more than 20 amas, as long as the kair is within 20 amas, so you have a good kair, and it's good. The Mechaber says if the kair is more than 20 amas off the ground, if you build something on the ground directly under the kair to cut down the shear, that's not going to be more than 20 amas with a space between what you built on the ground and the kair, that's also fine. Mishnah Berurah explains because people can mishtamish on that construction that you did on the ground, on that people mishtamish, and they'll look up, they'll notice the kaira, because it's not more than 20 amas above them. And the truth is, the Mechaber says that which you have to build on the ground over there doesn't even more than a tevach worth of width. It can be directly under the tevach of kaira. You build up a tevach off the ground, and you make sure that's not more than 20 amas to what you built up on the kaira. The Mishnah Berurah says you can even put dirt on the ground, a mound of dirt, under the kaira to make the avir less, not more than 20 amas. As long as you go step over there, Mishnah Berurah says make sure that it doesn't get kicked away the dirt, and it's not going to end up being more than 20 amas. Now, that's when it's more than 20 amas. The opposite case, when it's less than 10 tefachim tall, so you want to make a chakak, you want to dig into the ground of the mavi in order to make 10 tefachim tall. So there, the Mechaber says you have to, that digging, that chakak you have to do has to be 4 amas in length across the whole width of the mavi. It has to be 4 amas in length, because we said a shem mavi is only if it's 4 amas long, right? Otherwise, it could be a chutz, it can't be a mavi. And the width also has to be all the way from one wall to the other to connect to both walls, or at least within love of the two walls. And then you have across the whole mavi from left to right, you have an area 4 amas long. You can view that as being the ikar mavi, that has the shem mavi, that's 10 tefachim tall. And you can put a kara in the front for that, or a lechi, whatever you want to put for this area to matter the mavi. And with that, you're matter the entire mavi. If you don't go do the chakiko 4 amas long into the mavi, then it's going to be a chatzar, and you have to pass dalad or shnei pasim mashuin, the halachas that we discussed at the beginning of the simon with a chatzar.